This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, buddy, Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, Rangers fans. Stick around. Coming up at 4:20, Sans is going to join us, and then one of the best personalities in that clubhouse, Luke Jackson, a pitcher we got to talk with at spring training, is going to be back on with us coming up Rangers Player Show at 4:40. Here's Wolchuk.
Lots of quarterback news. You guys want to start dad bods, puking, or check down merchants?
Oh, my gosh. This is tough. What do you guys think?
A lot of good options there, right?
I thought puking. The dad bod was going to be a no-brainer, but the puking. Yeah, puking. Let's go puking.
Always interesting yeah. Puking, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, the puking's always a good topic. Buffalo Bills star quarterback Josh Allen said he throws up before every single NFL game he plays in.
Oh, no way. He's got a little Mark Schlereth to his game.
Yep, that's his weekly pregame routine. He's got to be able to get the puke ski in there. You think that's I'm pulling the trigger or just naturally the nerves? It's just happening. The body realizes.
I would think that you still have to do some level of finger assist there,
uh-huh.
You know, where you have the nerves, but your body's just not immediately. Like, I've been really, really, really nervous before, and it's not like I'm just all of a sudden vomiting because of it. Now, maybe I'm like, I have that feeling like I could vomit. I'm so nervous I could vomit. Maybe I want that feeling to go away. So you go with the old finger assist.
I had a lot of dry heaving going on. Seventh grade.
All you have to do is hear somebody else puke and you could puke.
Yeah, you start to see someone else going for it.
See somebody else throw up.
You get the smell.
You get the smell. That's another thing. And
yeah.
I told you about those locker rooms there. I mean, those bathroom stalls in that area. Not good.
You painted a disgusting picture.
It is not a good scene to be hanging out in. The smell and the sounds you hear in that thing will make you throw up.
Yeah, I believe that.
You don't need assist.
Trending. Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, his trainer. He says he's intentionally having a dad bod. He's doing this on purpose.
Intentionally.
The trainer's making him have the dad bod?
The trainer wants him to have the dad bod. He said, quote, I think
body an NFL, armor?
Yep. An NFL quarterback should have at least 14% body fat from a force absorption standpoint.
Yeah.
You have to be able to take contact. Quote, not a lot of quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame that have a six pack. End quote from the trainer of Patty Mahomes.
Yeah, we've seen it for a long time. These quarterbacks are rarely super impressive physically. You definitely have some that are just that dude. And especially now with the more running quarterbacks, you see the leaner Lamar Jacksons of the world. But for the most part, I do agree with that. You want to be able to take that punishment that's inevitable at the position. So, I mean, but is Mahomes 14? Think
14%?
Think 14%?
Oh, no, that's 17 or 18.
Times two.
Yeah.
Times two?
He's pushing 30%.
Yeah, I think so.
It is a lot of beer, and it's a lot of those little mini ice cream
It's like a potato with straw
deals.
Stuck in him, you know? Like fries.
28,
like fry arms and 28%. Fry legs.
That's
no,
pretty.
He's sub 20 for sure. I would say maybe 16, 17%. Just eyeballing it.
Okay.
He's not that fat, Brian. Come on.
I think he's just on the field with super fit people. You know? It's like Steve Nash looks short when he's 6'4".
His rib guard things look like they're kind of like there's stuff coming between the rib guard things.
You're right. You mean stuff being fat?
You said it, not me.
All right.
I did say that.
You did say that. You said that. That was you.
He was at one point on his way to being considered fat Mahomes, but I feel like he's reeled it in a little bit.
I think he's done a good job overall.
Because he is still strong. You can see the strength in the upper body and even in the lower body.
And he moves well. He's got some quickness.
He does have the God-given QB jacket, if you will.
Yeah, he does. And you need that.
He's a big guy that moves very well.
He is.
Yeah,
he's kind of rare that way.
He is.
He's pretty nimble.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to another quarterback that I don't know if he's considered nimble or not, but there is this check down merchant association with one Brock Purdy.
Oh, with Purdy. Oh, okay.
So George Kittle's coming into his defense here. Now, hey, fellow teammate, I get it. So here's Kittle on with Rich Eisen yesterday, and he's kind of fed up with this Brock Purdy slander.
Is he worth it, George? You're going to hear that.
You know, I am. You're gonna hear that. I've heard it multiple times already. I would say, I don't know what his winning percentage is, but when you win a lot of games and then you're only, two years you go to NFC Championship or better, I think that's decent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my favorite things about Purdy is everyone calls him the checkdown merchant. And then like the last 2 years, he's had the least amount of checkdowns in the NFL as a starting quarterback. So I think he's doing pretty well.
Coming with some receipts there, George. I kind of like that. I don't know. Where are we at with this Purdy talk? I mean, look, $181 million guaranteed. I do think we're all kind of looking at San Francisco and wondering, has that window closed? I like what they did in the draft. To me, Brian, they took some defensive linemen.
They did some good things.
And I like to kind of retool. If Christian McCaffrey's healthy, I think this is a playoff team. I think that's a big question mark. And I do think the best thing about Kyle Shanahan is that running scheme that they've got, that's going to work no matter who's in the backfield. It's just, does it really scare when you have Isaac Grendo in there versus Christian McCaffrey, kind of how defenses are going to have to game plan against you? I think Purdy's better than others do. How good is he? I think that's still up for debate.
Yeah, so I would not consider him a check down merchant. I do think he's been the beneficiary of an offense that has a lethal screen game. Mm-hmm. That allows for him to throw the ball at the line of scrimmage and still create first downs and chunk plays out of it. So, but he's not some guy that is just super low. In fact, he's pretty high up when it comes to yards per attempt and adjusted net yards per attempt, things like that. So I still see him as a guy that can push the ball down the field. But when you're in a Shanahan offense, you're not going to be asked to do that all the time. When things are working the way they're supposed to, you are going to get the benefit of being able to just throw it to the back or throw it to the receiver right at the line of scrimmage and go get some chunk plays out of that. So that's what I would say. Maybe more. And he's not even a screen merchant. He just gets a lot of those, but he still is pretty quality from a metric standpoint on the other types of dropbacks.
I don't think he throws the entire route tree. He doesn't throw with great velocity or into tight windows. So I think people can intuitively tell watching him, this guy is not like the other so-called franchise quarterbacks. There are limitations to him. But, I mean, the stats say no, you know, and the stats say he's good throwing deep. I just think this is one of those things where the eyeballs tell you the truth more about Purdy in this situation, because he's not going to go make plays that take victory, you know. And as the surroundings declined, the 49ers offense significantly declined.
They did. And that's tough to overlook, because it is true. Like, as soon as they start losing some pieces, the effectiveness, you know, you see that downgrade. We go to Cleveland. Who's going to end up being their starting quarterback? They got four. You got the old guy, the crusty Flacco. They drafted Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. And then they've got Kenny Pickett. I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to be the guy. They might start the season with Joe Flacco, but here's a guy that knows a thing or two about being a starter in Cleveland. Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel talking Shador Sanders on the Glory Days podcast with Colleyville Heritage's own Max Crosby. What's your take, and why the hell did Shador fall, Johnny?
Man, I don't know.
Quarterback opinion.
As you, like, hear and, like, just kind of see reports about, like, certain things, like, you know, maybe he's a little bit too loud at times, like the quiet guy, you know, the Geno type of guy who just comes in, is kind of under the radar. Like, you know, I'm watching rookie minicamp stuff, and they're, like, detailing every single report of every single throw. Like, it's f***ing crazy. It's rookie minicamp, like...
You're every there, stat,
every single snap of red zone, how much? So it's just like, it just adds that question of just like, you're getting peppered with so much. He's getting an opportunity now in Cleveland with a quarterback situation that, you know, honestly, he can come out of and win the job. I think he'll do well. I really do. I think the kid works really hard. I think he loves the game of ball. And when it comes down to it, if you have a guy like that that loves the game, obviously grown up around it his whole life. You know, I think he'll be successful.
I agree, bro.
817 was Watson cut. That's what's incredible about this. No, Deshaun Watson's still on that roster, eating a ridiculous amount of salary cap space, but they've moved on. They don't want any part of Deshaun Watson.
They're just waiting for the right time to release him off. Okay.
Because it like doesn't benefit them. I think they end up, it's like the Dak contract, right? Like it's one of those that there's so much, it's all guaranteed. The entire contract was guaranteed. You're better off just having him earning the money than you are just having him away, cut him, and you're still off paying him a ton of money.
Well, I hope Johnny Manziel can get it figured out. I guess it's good to hear from him, but I don't know. That just listening to a talk, I didn't hear a lot of good from Johnny, so I hope for the best on him. But I think it's going to be Shador. I think the reaction from inside the Browns facility told us all that the coaching staff and front office is not excited about the possibility that Shador Sanders turns into a player and this gets complicated by Deion wanting to be our coach. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a huge part of it. And I think that's why a big part of ultimately why he fell. But I just don't see anybody else there that I think is a better candidate than Shador.
Yeah, like Dylan Gabriel is accurate. I don't know that that's a guy. I think that he needed, much like Bo Nix, like he needed somebody to assess, like, that's my guy. I can fit with him in my system. Like, I wondered if a Sean McVay in L.A. would have looked at Dylan Gabriel and been like, I can work with that.
Tua, he should have been down in Miami.
Miami, yeah, with Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Right, and the lefty thing, like, you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect, you get an accurate quarterback that'll stand in the pocket, it's not very big, and you don't have to switch the offense. You could still play left-handed. You know, you don't have to play right-handed. You could just say, okay, most teams are right-handed the way they play. Dolphins are a little different. Mm-hmm. They play left-handed. So if you got a guy like him backing up, then you don't have to switch anything in your offense. And he's the exact same type of player.
Yeah, I do think Shador's going to end up maybe even by the end of the season. He'll be starting there in Cleveland. We'll get to see just how good he is. I think probably Flacco gets the nod to start the season. And then we'll see how it goes. I mean, Flacco did have a hell of a run up until the wild card game 2 years ago for Cleveland. Maybe he's able to channel that type of Joe Flacco. All right, last audio clip here. Let's go to Brady Papinga and 877-881-1053. What are some of your favorite forgotten football names? Because Brady Papinga, I just love that name.
Lofa Tatupu.
Lofa Tatupu is outstanding. Famous Amos Zeroway. That was one for me that I also love to say. But Brady Papinga, he is on the Infinity Sports Network, and he played. Maybe he might even been on that Super Bowl team with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
He was with the Cowboys for a minute.
He was.
He showed up, I remember, and he was telling everybody he wanted to be Batman. And I was like, okay.
I'm Batman.
We all wanted him to be good because the personality was next level awesome opportunity. Dude. Yeah.
And the name Papinga. But here he is giving his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, and I think this is spot on.
What I saw, because I went to the Jets-Patriots game last year, and the thing that was sticking out about Aaron that was different was simply, it's almost this unwillingness. I wouldn't say unwillingness because he's tough. It's almost like the body's tired and doesn't want to take the hits. So there's a lot of flinching. There's a lot of, I would say his vision is going from reading the field to the brush, which isn't usually normal for a high-level quarterback. Their high-level quarterbacks are kind of able to feel the rush, and then they're able to then keep their eyes downfield. Because as soon as you all of a sudden take your eyesight from the field, which is where your receivers are and how they're spread out and configured in space versus the defenders, a receiver literally could come open and all of a sudden get covered in a tenth of a second, or by the time you're looking down at the rush and then back up to where you don't see them even come open or even have a chance to being in open space. And that's where I see him. And that comes with age. And it's just a reality. It's just human nature. Your body gets tired of getting hit. Once it does, you begin to what I call flinch.
Mm. And we saw that with Brady at the end there. Like, Brady just looked like, my gosh, he did not want to get hit. I think that Rodgers is there. I mean, the offensive line has a chance. We talked with Nick Faribault on our BetMGM show, covers the Steelers. He thinks they've got an opportunity with Troy Fountainu back at right tackle, who they took in the first round out of Washington last year. Like, the offensive line could be the best that they've had in a while. But I'm not – Rodgers, just he just looks like a broken man to me. And then there's this stuff about the wedding. like, is he ball sacking all of us? Did he actually get married? He might be faking this thing.
No way.
Yes, the Daily Mail's done research on this. As of today, public records show no trace of legal marriage. A clerk in the Pennsylvania county where Rogers was rumored to now have moved told them this week that there's no such marriage involving the football star that's been registered. And then county officials in Vegas, where people will go and elope all the time for quick celebrity weddings, they also confirmed there's no record for an Aaron Rodgers getting married there this year. So I don't know. He might have just made up this entire thing.
Okay, so this could be like the immunization controversy where it was a technical detail of what he was saying. Remember that from 2020 or whatever?
He's married to the game?
Yeah, you know, I'm technically married. We went through a religious ceremony, or maybe
that could be.
We're common law married now.
That could be.
Who knows with Aaron Rodgers if he could be ball sacking or just, you know, not paying enough attention.
Doing bits, man.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck. Okay, so that gets us through your NFL sounds of the sports day here in the G-Bag Nation. On the other side, Jared Sandler is set to join us for a Rangers preview, and then Luke Jackson's going to jump on coming up at 4:40.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are you here on the fan? All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Coming up at 4:40, it's time for the Rangers Player Show. Luke Jackson's going to join us for fun. Jared Sandler joins us now. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Man, you know, just excited. You looking for five in a row here. Can you get us the preview brought to us by Blue Nail Roofing about what these Royals are bringing to the party?
Yeah. What's this music? What are we? This is kind of intense. I feel like I'm in like a weird bonus level of GoldenEye on N64 or something.
I love the reference.
Make the right play, Jerry.
It could be.
Putting numbers on the board, bro.
Yeah, light it up.
Little Pusha T right there, putting numbers on the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I like it. Yeah, so the Royals, they don't really score. They pitch well, but the Rangers thankfully, well, I shouldn't say thankfully. It's not a good thing. Cole Reagans is hurt, so the Rangers aren't going to have to deal with Cole Reagans this series, and hopefully for Cole it's nothing serious, although anytime you got a shoulder deal, that's no bueno. But, you know, the Royals are, in some ways, they're, I guess, a disappointment. You know, they made the playoffs last year, and they were an exciting, fun team. But they really just, no one's kind of been what the hope was that they would be. That seems like word salad. But even, like, Bobby Witt's been really good, but he hasn't been Bobby Witt of last year. And Salvador Perez, same thing. And they just, as a team, we're so stuck in Rangers world, obviously, but they were having similar conversations, you know, over in Kansas City about, you know, the Royals' inability to do this or do that offensively. So they pitch well. They have the fewest home runs in Major League Baseball. They only have, I think it's like 46 home runs in 72 games. So they don't really slug, but the Rangers are going to face three really good pitchers. Seth Lugo tonight's a veteran who throws like 17 different pitches. And then Chris Bubich is one of the kind of out of nowhere stories in baseball. He's got a sub-2 ERA after, I don't want to say being a failed first round pick, but just taking a little bit longer to develop than maybe people would have expected coming out of Stanford. You know, as a Division I big program college guy, you know, he's pitched in the big league since 2020, but you know, this year as a starter, last year he was a reliever, this year as a starter he's been outstanding. So Rangers are going to have some good pitching ahead of them, but you know, this is not a Royals team that's going to light up the scoreboard.
What do you make of this Rangers lineup tonight, man? Evan Carter leading off. You got no Jungle Cat. You got Osuna in the mix here. And the AL Player of the Week, Josh Smith, also off today. What's going on?
Yeah, so I think with Josh Young, we'll start with him. You know, the Rangers, I think, just want to give him a little bit of a reset, much like, you know, they did with Adolis, not to the same extent. Adolis, what was it, four straight starts he didn't start and then came in that fourth game. I think Josh Young's going to start tomorrow. With Josh Smith, I don't know if you guys noticed it on Sunday. You know, he was trying to beat out a grounder in the infield, and he sort of hit the bag at first and then just looked a little uncomfortable, and they're calling it a tight upper left hamstring. But, you know, the fact that he's not on the IL is, you know, hopefully a good thing. They don't expect him to go on the IL, although, you know, how he responds the next couple of days will be telling it. I'm not sure if he'll be in the lineup tomorrow with a lefty on the mound. It might be a natural way to just give him an extra day, but I think the real sign will be on whatever, the Thursday. You know, if he's in the lineup on Thursday, you know, then, hey, all good. If he's not, then, you know, there might be an IL stint coming.
Upper hamstring, that I feel like that's a butt cheek thing that they're just trying to.
Is that what that? Yeah. Why? Yep. What's the difference between upper hamstring and like glute?
Glute. It's right. It's right underneath.
Push strain.
It's right underneath the glute.
The upper, it's that area that the gals are wearing, exposing with their shorts these days.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's
got
the
it.
Exact intersection we're talking about, Chandler.
Cheek. That crease.
You know, just scientifically.
Yeah. No,
speaking,
for sure.
Of course. Now, how about this runners in scoring position situation here? Is this something that you look at and say, hey, we got to get this figured out? Or is that just, you know, you play enough games and you're going to start getting hits with guys on?
Yeah, I mean, that, some people disagree with me. That's kind of my approach. I just think,
take a number.
If you're a 230 hitter, or sorry, if the team is like a 230 hitting team, that, at the end of the day, they are more or less going to be that with runners in scoring position, with runners not in scoring position, this situation, that situation. Now, sample sizes are going to differ, or you know, numbers are going to differ until you get to like 10,000 plate appearances. You know, that's when I think it necessarily would be most likely to even out. I'm just throwing that number out randomly, but like an excessive number of plate appearances. But like, I just don't know. I do think that there are some guys who they get a little bigger with their swing in those spots because they see an opportunity, their eyes get big, and you know it's a detriment. I do think there are some guys who they play to the situation. They know, hey, runner at third, one out, this guy's been spiking his breaking ball. They don't want to risk a wild pitch. I'm going to eliminate that pitch, right? Or this, you know, based on the guy's repertoire and, you know, my strength of the situation, hey, you know, he's going to try pound me with sinkers or something to get the ball on the ground because they really need a double play. You know, I think there are guys that still play to situations and think through at bats in that way, but I think the majority of hitters go up there, and I don't want to say one approach no matter what, but I think largely pitching is so good, they're up there trying to do their thing. And I think unless it's like a game on the line situation, you don't see a major adjustment in approach. And so I think with that being the case, that's why I think it just kind of, I hate to say it, I kind of think it is what it is. And I think that, you know, over time, you are going to be who you are no matter the situation in like a middle of the game type of case. Again, we saw Jonah Heim in extra innings the other day really try and hit the ball to the right side to move a guy over, right? That is a game on the line, very specific situation. I think more often than not, though, you see guys going up with their approach, and it's not really impacted by base runners. Whereas that used to not be the case, right? That in the 90s, early 2000s, I don't know when it stopped, but you used to really see guys kind of play to the situation. I don't think you see it as much anymore.
Jared, I was going to ask you that when you talked about Heim. I always feel like that expanding the strike zone is a bad thing. But is it, in this case with Jonah Heim, was that a good thing with him trying to do what he was trying to do?
Yeah, I guess it depends, right? So
it always feels like, oh, he's expanding the strike. Because we talk about Adolis. He's like, oh, he's always expanding the strike zone too much. You know, and Bruce Bochy doesn't want him swinging on 3-2 pitches as much, you know, as a team. Is that when it's a bad thing?
So I think there are a few thoughts here. Jonah Heim, specific to the other day, he was a switch hitter. So he was batting as a right-handed hitter with a lefty on the mound, Tyler Alexander. And there's a runner at second in extra innings, and he is trying to move that runner over. I mean, if he gets a hit, great. But, like, the worst outcome is for there to be one out and that runner still at second. And it was clear Jonah was trying to go the other way, which is a lot tougher these days than it used to be, because back in the day, 90s, 2000s, you didn't have guys throwing 97. You know, it's a lot easier said than done. But in that situation, I don't want him expanding his strike zone on the inside part of the plate, but maybe a little bit off the plate if it's easier for him to then go the other way with it. Sure, in that specific situation. But in general, you know, Michael Young said something to me probably about a decade ago that I haven't forgotten. And it was about hitting with two strikes. He's like, you know, because Michael is a really good two-strike hitter. And, you know, you're never in a great spot when you're down 0-2 or 1-2 or two strikes. But he said, hey, half the time people just psych themselves out. Like, at the end of the day, the pitcher still has to throw you a pitch in the strike zone. Like, this whole, like, expanding with two strikes thing, like, that doesn't need it. Just have the same zone. Now, you might get burned on a two-strike pitch that's not in the strike zone that's called a strike, human element. But over time, more often than not, if you swing at strikes, you're going to be rewarded a lot more than if you don't. Now, again, specific situations, expanding might be okay. But at the end of the day, I don't know that, you know, I would really ever coach someone or encourage them to expand outside of the strike zone. I just think, you know, if it had to be one or the other, I'd rather you not be flexible with that and be stubborn about swinging at strikes.
Has there been any chatter about Andrew McCutchen and his comments about Major League Baseball using different balls, and maybe that's causing an issue when it comes to some of the offense?
Dead balls. All the time, yeah, all the time. It's been a conversation the last few years, it seems, you know, especially since it came to light that there were different baseballs used from one year to the next a few years ago. I think, unfortunately, because of that, it gets in guys' heads, so they know it's a possibility, but I think it's also reality, right? It's not like some made-up thing that they're using to justify, you know, why a ball's, you know, stopping at the warning track and not going to the first row. It's clear that that is in play, and I think it's in play here. So I don't know why. I don't know, you know, the rhyme or reason. It's silly. And, you know, other than Deflategate, like, in what other sport, and then that, like, weird period where NBA used, like, different balls, and then they bagged that early, like, one of the things I can't stand about baseball, or like I wish we spend way too much time talking about the umpires. We spend way too much time talking about the equipment, right? It should be about the players and the athletes. Now, I know in all sports we talk about the officials, right? That's just the reality of it. So you're not going to get away from that. But, like, you know, I wish we didn't spend as much time talking about the equipment. And that's not you asking. You need to ask, right? That's, unfortunately, it's a part of the conversation. I don't understand why baseball can't just get this right. Like, it seems like such an easy thing. Why do we constantly have this conversation? It makes zero sense to me why the commissioner's office can't get better control over this.
We got Luke Jackson coming up here in a few minutes. How's he been lately?
Well, he pitched well the other day. That was just in general, everyone on Sunday or whatever day is that? That was Sunday, right? Yeah.
That was Sunday.
It got like gutsy performance with a short bullpen. I mean, you even had Patrick Corbin warming up. But Luke's an interesting guy. Spent a lot of his childhood in London. Very eclectic taste. Loves art. Loves soccer. Loves hockey. You're gonna have a lot of fun with him. He's a fun guy. But he's been, I think, a really kind of good sport about being, moved around in role. And, I thought what he did yesterday coming in, or Sunday, and coming in and getting the job done was pretty important.
Hey, I don't think it's any mistake that you get in the TV booth, all of a sudden they get the sweep going, man. You crushed it.
Might
nice
need to
work.
Keep you in there, man.
Really nice work, Jared Sandler.
I appreciate it. Just as I have zero bearing on a jinx of any kind, I obviously, as you know, had zero bearing on the outcome of those games. So it was a lot of fun. It was great getting to work with Mikey. And, other than the pickle juice stuff on Sunday, it was a pleasure. I just that's nasty. There's no reason why anyone needs to drink pickle juice.
Yeah, first time I've ever heard a TV play-by-play man gagging into the microphone in real time.
I turned away. I just didn't need to see it. I don't know what it is. I have a horrible aversion to pickles and pickle juice, and
even
I wish
kosher
it wasn't
ones.
The case. Yeah, it doesn't matter. How they're cut. What the kosher, unkosher. I don't know if that was a euphemism or not, Broadus, but I'll play along on both ends. I don't like pickles no matter how you slice it.
I love it, buddy.
What if you don't slice it?
Was just going to leave that one unspoken. But, yeah, yes.
Have a great night, dude. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. See ya.
Yeah, Luke Jackson, incredible Sunday. Picked up his ninth save of the season, part of a 2-1 Rangers victory. They swept the White Sox. We're coming back with Luke Jackson, the Rangers player.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the Rangers Player Show right here on The Fan. And joining us now is a World Series champion. Came back to the Rangers, actually, this last winter. Clean inning Sunday, got the save, helped the Rangers sweep the White Sox. Luke Jackson joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you? Oh, we got Luke coming on here in just a minute. That's my bad. We'll get Luke Jackson on here in just a second. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30 with the pregame, 7:05 first pitch. It's a Leiter and Lugo on the hill. It's a Leiter and Lugo tonight. So I know a lot of fans are excited about that. And they're excited about the Rangers player show.
My man said BP ran a little long.
Oh, BP running a little long?
Yeah, okay. So it's going to be 5 o'clock now.
Okay, we're going to 5.
Yes, sir.
Wow, how right. about that?
And that's whatever it takes. You Luke Jackson. On.
Hey, last time this happened with Osuna, he ended up being electric.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Luke Jackson is nothing short of electric, right? Isn't that? Okay,
yeah,
so
we love Luke Jackson.
He's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. Rangers player show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, who is your beneficiary? Okay. Chief, what you got for us?
Let's just dive into a sports hodgepodge.
Gosh, let's do it.
Doesn't that feel right?
It does.
Do you guys want to do a football or ball sack?
Ball sack.
Yes.
Okay, so we know Caleb Williams had his issues in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, somebody called him out for being, I think it was AB. Did somebody call him out for something?
AB?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown called out Caleb Williams?
On something.
Okay, yeah. get to the Twitter account, Walchuk. You give us the call out. Give us the Antonio Brown call out as he's really? Fleeing the country because he has.
Do you know what the call out is?
I have no idea what the call out is. No. Uh-huh. That's not my football or ball sack. That's
I feel like
Broadus
I'm being
special.
Set up yep. here.
I have no idea what nope. Broadus is talking about, but I'm assuming it's from Antonio Brown's Twitter account, which is just as a as ridiculous of a Twitter account as you'll ever find.
I mean, there's so many tweets. I'm going through. There's a lot of Pride Month stuff.
Yeah. Well, they spell things 100% correct every time. That's why I know Antonio Brown is not running that account. But whoever he's paying to do it is diabolical.
I would be, yeah. So is he telling the people what to type?
I don't believe so. No, I would imagine that he has really nothing to do with the contents
that's
of that
something
particular
to do.
Page.
I think he called out Caleb Williams for not dating girls.
Well, he quote tweeted a.
Does that mean he's dating dudes?
Tweet that just said that.
It just yeah.
Focused on
the
sport.
Interested in girls as a kid, and he used a word that we're not going to use on this program.
Yeah.
What does it rhyme with?
I don't even know of a good word to rhyme it with.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like a big word.
There was a pro golfer that was named back in the day.
Noda?
No, there was a pro golfer.
Maggot?
Jeff, yes.
Oh, geez. There you go.
He went there?
From Texas A&M, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he likes to do that. He, like, claims, you know, something
of
the day.
No, that's not where I'm taking this.
Oh, I thought
that's
maybe,
not my
I
Caleb
thought,
Williams football or ball sack.
I thought maybe you were going that direction.
Quote, Caleb liked Chicago, but there were moments of doubt. He said, I always wanted to play for the Bears, then my first meeting made me reconsider. His first meeting with Matt Eberflus, your new defensive coordinator. He says, I walk in the room, and Eberflus is on the floor biting his toenails, twisted up in the legs like a soft pretzel. I'd never seen a coach do that before. His first question was, do you like feet? That's something I just wasn't prepared to answer. So this is more from the Seth Wickersham, Caleb Williams, Matt Eberflus stuff. I didn't know Eberflus had that type of flexibility. Didn't get uncovered in the Doomsday podcast with Eberflus. But apparently that is something
a yoga,
that's out there.
Is this a yoga thing?
I could see that. You know, he seems like a guy who might stay in shape, so I could see yoga happening and maybe being bent over to where his face is touching his feet. But once you say, do you like feet, that's clear sack.
You nailed it.
It's ball sack.
Nice work, boys.
I was there. I was there until that last line.
Really? You had him biting his toenails?
Well, maybe not biting his toenails, but it looked like he was biting his toenails as he was kind of like sitting there in that butterfly pose with his head down.
I got you.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, by the way, third most watched WNBA game ever on ABC.
Man, she
her return.
I was watching the.
She was crazy.
The highlights. It's like she got the ball just over midcourt and just started firing, and those things were going in.
She had 9 assists in the game.
Yeah.
Her passing is it's not the headliner with her because just her ridiculous range, but dude, she's a 5 tool when it comes.
Yeah, she sorted everything out. You know, I don't know how her defense is, and obviously she's never going to be a shot block player, but offensively now what I notice is her aggressiveness and confidence is so high. Like, as a rookie, I didn't know if she'd get out of the mode of feeling like I'm on the run here. I'm being hunted by these great defenders. Now she's like, I'm fine, right? Even if they get me, I have counters to this, and I think she's made enough adjustments now that, yeah, you know, multiple MVPs, and I wasn't so sure. This time last year, I mean, they were really struggling out of the gates, and I didn't know if she was going to be able to reach that level of maybe being the best player in the WNBA as well. But now she's there. You know, now she's in the conversation for being one of the top 5 players.
That's the type of breakthrough I'm looking forward to seeing from our guy Cooper Flagg.
Absolutely. And Paige Beckers.
How about Brian Scalabrine saying
3 to 4 years.
White Mamba. Now, White Mamba says that Cooper Flagg's supercomputer. He also had this quote when he was with Dan Patrick today. He said, I've been around Hall of Fame players. I've never met someone that can just pick up things at such a high rate. Basketball IQ, boys. Sounds like our guys got it.
I was heard for young players, basketball IQ was good. The word I was given was good.
For Flag?
Yeah.
Okay. So, good, and some would say incredible.
We'll find out firsthand in real time. Yeah, I didn't get the word great or incredible, but I got good.
Shams was saying that the Spurs may be holding on to their assets for, quote, an even bigger star. So just something to monitor there, as the Spurs are probably going to be a little bit patient here, not trying to give up a bunch of future assets for Kevin Durant. But they, of course, will be in the market for every big name star that becomes available over the course of the next, really, forever until they actually get a guy. So, but Wemby
and
Fox
is going to be legit. Fox is that guy?
Maybe not to the fullest extent. If somebody, not to say that they want to move on from Fox, I think he's a part of what would be some level of a trio with Wemby and Fox, and then wow, all of a sudden you add another star caliber player as they come available over the course of the next 12 months or so. So just something to consider there.
It's probably a smart, slow play for them too.
Agreed.
I mean, one, but also the Wemby factor of this, like the dude just had to sit out because of the blood clots. Now he's, you know, with monks and it wasn't Thailand, wherever it is that he is. I mean, I think the future of him, like, they need to make sure they got their guy before they start going all in here.
Yeah, and I don't want to give up a bunch of my young assets for a guy who's 36 when maybe we could wait for a star who's 28 or 29. You know, that's what I think we need to do, because we could put ourselves in a heck of an opportunity for the rest of Wemby's, you know, not only rookie window, but then that first contract that he gets isn't going to really break it wide open. So I figure we have 4 or 5 years. I need a star in his prime.
Speaking of a star, Gage Wood was a star on the bump yesterday in the College World Series.
He
gets the no-no, 19 punch-outs. You have Wright's Barbecue, which apparently is pretty popular in the Arkansas area, tweeting out yesterday, Gage Wood will never pay for brisket again.
Good for him, dude. That's a huge dub.
What a notch on the belt.
That's incredible.
As you start thinking about
got that.
Your future and everything, knowing that you got free brisket at all times. Now, is it just going to be the brisket, or is it just in general, we're going to give him free barbecue anytime he wants?
What's the name of this place?
Wright's Barbecue.
Let's look it up and see where it ranks as far as the Arkansas barbecue place.
Arkansas barbecue.
W-R-I-G-H-T barbecue. You let me know, but I struggle to find anything else I'd rather have free for a lifetime than just simply delicious brisket.
Yeah.
How about this from James Duthie on the Stanley Cup final?
Ball sacking.
No, this is real.
Mm-hmm. Now, James is coveted.
Okay. Yeah, this guy's dialed. He says multiple people who are involved or close enough to hear it all say this is the nastiest trash-talking Stanley Cup final they've ever seen. Usually some subjects are off limits, not here. Everything's on the table. The quote was pure verbal hate with the Oilers and the Panthers.
That's the kind of reaction we wanted from our stars, right? I think you got to match that intensity and that fire with fire. If not in a game like hockey, you better be so much better skill-wise that you can sort of overcome it and just block out the guy trying to intimidate you into playing well. But yeah, you know, I think this Florida team has really shown the Dallas Stars like how far away you were from Edmonton in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah, you got to bite back a little bit.
You got to bite.
I can't imagine some of the stuff. I mean, there's no way we're going to get an uncut, mic'd up, trash-talking edition from the Stanley Cup.
You never know.
I would pay pretty good money to hear some of the stuff. Like, just give me a couple of true examples of what this verbal hate actually looks and sounds like. Now, if Carter's available, is Carter available? Carter, can you throw up the big beefy punter guy, please?
Can we get beefy?
Have you guys seen this Arena League kicker, you got punter, KO'd. Whatever?
You remind me of covering a punt one time.
Yeah, we got this guy. It looks like this is like a pros versus Joes kind of thing.
Was this like how he took a dive?
This dude's like 5'5", 300 plus pounds. It's ridiculous when you see him out there, but he plays Arena League football, and yeah, he got blindsided trying to track ear down hold. A punt returner. Yeah, he got ear holed. It's funny to see a 300 plus human being just get sent into the sky and then come crashing down on the Arena League turf. But this is going to be something I'm pulling for this guy. I want this guy in an NFL uniform.
Hey, it's the day of the thicker kicker, though, man.
Right. Wright's Barbecue.
Yeah.
It's known for its Texas-style craft barbecue featuring thick sliced brisket, peppery ribs, juicy sausage links. Standout items are bacon burn-ins. Their meats are smoked low and slow over wood fires, delivering deep, smoky flavors. Dawson, you'll like this. They used pecan wood, and it's particularly noteworthy for its flavor that shines without the need of sauce.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, wonderful. You don't need sauce on Wright Barbecue.
So they've got four locations there in the Arkansas. One in Fayetteville area in Johnson and Bentonville. That's where I think Walmart's located, if I'm not mistaken. Rogers and Little Rock.
Dude, know the area well.
A lot of accolades for these guys. Best barbecue in America in 2024, according to Yelp.
They got some.
Okay, this
best chef in the South nomination by the James Beard Awards.
I stand so corrected right now in this place. If all these things are true,
the menu items sound pretty great.
I was kind of thinking that maybe that we were just kind of like we're just showing up kind of a place. But no, this sounds legit.
That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for Gage Wood the rest of the time.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the same Wrights that does the rubs. The Wrights barbecue rubs.
Oh, I bet it
if
is.
So that's like a national brand.
Yeah, because they got merchandise here.
Yeah, they were named the best barbecue in Arkansas by Southern Living in 2025.
Yep, the sauce and the rubs. That's them, man.
That's a win right there. Okay, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, we'll have the Rangers player show and Luke Jackson set to join you here in the G-Bag Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteeclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.